And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Later today, in fact, this evening, the City Commission in the City of Manhattan will meet virtually once again, as they have been for the past several weeks now. And we are pleased to be joined, as we are every couple weeks, by a couple officials from the City of Manhattan. We have City Manager Ron Fear on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I think I'm kind of sharing the same sentiments of a lot of folks in the community right now. And, you know, we're not out of the woods yet as far as this pandemic is concerned, but I think a lot of folks can see the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. And we're starting to see some businesses reopen. And that's a good sign here for our community.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I think it is a good sign. I mean, I think realistically speaking, you know, I think today we have hit at least 70,000 deaths in the United States due to COVID-19. And it's unfortunate that each state has a different type of metric as far as the positive cases and deaths in their own state, and they're reopening at their own level, which makes it challenging if you have people visiting or traveling, even though there are travel restrictions or guidelines on when people should be traveling. But since Governor Kelly put out her guidelines for reopening, each of the counties also developed their own, and Ron was a big part of that, along with Julie Gibbs and the EOC group, as well as the Recovery Task Force. So it's good to see some of the restaurants opening up, but there are also a lot of restaurants that didn't open up. I think people are very cautious about what phase two and phase three might look like, and making sure they have all the safety precautions or guidelines set up as needed to be in their businesses. And some may just want to wait out a little bit longer than others and see what happens. But it's good that we have a lot of professionals, healthcare professionals at the table for the discussion, as well as businesses at the table. And I think they're taking cautious measures, and hopefully we can help as much as we can by providing more information to each of the businesses and supporting them at every level possible, because the goal is still to reduce the number of COVID cases in our community and to reduce it even more for the ones that have to go to the hospital. And that's what's going to guide us to phase two, phase three, and so forth.
Brandon, I might just add, got an email from Vivian Utello, who is the city's public information officer, and she's also serving as the lead public information officer for the Riley County COVID-19 response team. She just sent out a notification that there are zero new positive cases to report today. So more reports like that are obviously encouraging.
Yes, absolutely. Right. That's absolutely right. And you guys got to be thrilled to see that it seems like whatever we're doing here locally, we haven't seen the devastation as we've seen in other parts of the state.
Yeah,
I think that's right. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mayor.
No, I was going to say, yeah, that's right. I think the best thing that happened to our community was three things, actually. K-State saying not to come back after spring break and go to online classes. And the governor saying no K-12, so everybody stayed home and we're self-isolating. And then the MHK Clinical Health Task Force also taking measures with our senior citizens and taking care of our nursing homes and such, and telling them, restricting visitation and putting in a lot of guidelines far ahead before anything else was taking place. And I think that helped reduce our numbers drastically, far before any of the other communities were doing that.
Yeah, I was just going to add that, that's basically 2 days in a row that we haven't had a positive test result. The three that we announced yesterday were really things that happened over the weekend. So those are good things. We still need to be careful, though. We've been fortunate we haven't been a location that's had any kind of real surge component. And so as you had Bob Koppel on a couple of times where they have identified some potential clusters, they've been quick to try to isolate those. And I think the other great news yesterday was that we had somewhere around 43 tests that came back negative. So You know, just having 43 tests is a big step forward, especially for results in a particular day, because that's been some of our limitation in the past, is our ability to test, which for so long was you had to be very symptomatic to be tested. So they've expanded that, and more folks are getting tested, and you know, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, and I was thrilled to see over the weekend, you know, the mayor was seen with the owner of the Champion team wear there. Then he donated all those masks, and seeing that you know, being donated to businesses here. I know it's only 20 per business, and maybe that's not enough, but to see those acts of kindness happening is really neat to see.
Oh yeah, I think that's the place we want to be. We want our businesses to be successful, and we want to make sure they have all the tools they need to be successful. We need to understand that the new normal is going to look different, and a big piece of that is not just face masks for the employees. When an employee wears a face mask, they're protecting their customer. Now the customers need to also take some responsibility when they go to some of these stores or whatever it is, to protect the employees by wearing a face mask. It's a very simple thing to do, but it's also something that, you know, businesses didn't have to think about before, and now they have to. So I think this was very generous from Champion Teamwear to donate the 2,000 masks like they did. And I think we're going to see more acts of kindness like that. We have a lot of volunteers stitching up masks left and right. And it doesn't have to be industrial a mask. You can just wear even a scarf or something. It's how you wear it that's more important than the type of mask you have in some of these areas. So I was thrilled that Champion stepped up and did that as we were trying to call and figure out what companies have in our community. Because we also want to make sure businesses, as they retool or pivot themselves into making PPE for businesses, that we promote that so people have businesses have a vendor to turn to.
Yeah, and I believe you guys are both part of the. The Recovery Task Force. You've met a couple times already. How key is that going to be to getting things back here and getting our economy on the rebound? We'll start with you, Mr. Fear.
Well, I think it will be very helpful. We've got a great group of folks that have volunteered to provide some feedback. It's complimentary to the Medical Task Force group that's been advising the EOC command group from a medical perspective. So this is a good representation of a variety of leaders across the community and the region, actually, that are providing some good advice and feedback to the command group and Julie Gibbs and the health department and that team to develop a plan that fits for not only Manhattan and Riley County, but Manhattan, Pottawatomie, and other portions of Pottawatomie and Geary counties as well, and for Riley. So as things begin to reopen, we still need to show precautions so that we don't have some flare-ups. And I think that'll be a big key. A lot of work over the weekend after the governor came forward with a plan by the EOC group, and hats off to the chamber team who led a big effort, including Region Reimagine, that populated and put a lot of information out to our business community, as well our retailers and our restaurants for some advice and good information, and stood up a hotline for business to call, and that's the Manhattan Chamber number at 785-776-8829. So a lot of teamwork going on from a lot of folks to try and make things better for everybody.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Go ahead. Did you want to make a comment, Mayor Reddy?
Yeah. No, I was going to say, you know, 24 people are on this, and I... You know, it's good that it was set up, and I just wanted to set it up and organize it, and then they lead the conversation because it's a very balanced group, and there were a lot of individuals that wanted to be on the task force, so they're also part of that conversation as we reach back to them. But the main piece to this is that they are involved in that phased reopening process. Oftentimes, the communication, there's so much miscommunication that it's good to have a cohort of individuals that are very vested in our communities in the regional aspects of it, and make sure we are consistent in our message and consistent in our policies, and have a an anchor to go to, such as the Wernigo Chamber, or the Manhattan Chamber, or the Junction City Chamber. So I think that collaborative piece is very critical to this. And we have Fort Riley on board as well, and Kansas State University. These are all people that are making decisions in their own organizations, and it's important to have that information as we move forward.
Realistically, looking forward, I know one thing that that's missing right now is a lot of sales tax and the transient guest tax especially. Realistically, looking forward here to the summer, do you think that we could see that come back a little bit from the transient guest tax point of view, or are we going to see that probably lag for a little while?
I think the transient guest tax will continue to lag. I know we had a work session, or we had a meeting with an update from Karen Hibbert from the Commission and Visitors Bureau about the number of meetings that were canceled in April, May, and even June. So those are going to be slow to get rescheduled. And I know they're working hard on that and have been successful in a number of those for rescheduling them later in the year. So as the guidelines come out with the next phases, it's really even until we get beyond those phases till we're somewhat back to the full opening around June 15th, it's hard to really plan for folks to, about whether or not they're going to be able to hold their event, or can they hold it with social distancing. It really kind of depends on how big that group is and how big of activity they have. Fortunately, we have a little bit of folks staying in those facilities that are related to construction. We have a lot of construction going on in the community, and so we probably have a little bit more activity in our hotels than maybe some do. But clearly, that's an area that's going to lag for quite a while.
Yeah, Mayor Reddy, I have a question for you. The summer probably going to be kind of quiet around here. Not a lot of events and such. When we get ready to come back for the fall. And we have K-State back. It sounds like they're going to have fall classes back in session at some capacity, and then possibly sports coming back. We'll see. Do you think that it should be cautious? Should we be cautiously optimistic, or how should we approach the fall?
Yeah, I think, like you said, K-State may have a hybrid form, and sports are going to look very different also with spectators or without spectators. It's just going to look very different. And I don't think a decision has been made about the sports that I've heard of. And that might be beyond K-State's purview. I think that's going to take some national boards that are involved in the athletics to make those decisions, because you are putting young individuals at risk. And I don't know how they would maintain the spectator piece of it. But as far as students coming back onto campus, certainly I would love to see that. I want our community to be vibrant again, but I do think it's going to be some kind of a hybrid format. One of the things that happens, the reason our numbers are low is because people from hotspots are not traveling as much either. So whenever you have a university open or a big organization open, you will have individuals that are coming from hotspots. And it would be up to them to self-quarantine themselves for 14 days. And I don't know what kind of legal gateways they are to make sure people are doing that. Even in Governor Kelly's guidelines, there were a number of states that they still said, if you have been to such and such a state, like I think Massachusetts or New York or California, whatever it is, to self-quarantine yourself for 14 days. Well, as we know, university, especially for Kansas State University, a small percentage of those individual students are from Manhattan. The rest are from our surrounding areas within our state and out of state. So those are the measures they're probably considering. And it's going to look very different as they make those choices. So I am concerned, but I think those discussions are happening so that once, whatever direction K-State decides to go, as a city, we're going to make sure that we take similar precautions because parents want to make sure their students and children are safe when they come back to Manhattan. So as a community, we need to be ready and have those measures in place so that everybody is still, public health is still a top priority as we try to resume some type of normal life. Everything's up in the air. I think this is still May. It seems like these months are longer and longer each time. But they said they should have a decision by the end of May or early June. So I think we'll have more information by then.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, obviously, it puts us in a catch-22. We want public health, but at the same time, you'd love to have those economic dollars coming in here and getting those people, you know, filling the seats. But obviously, it has to be done in a safe, cautious approach here. So I don't know if I have the right answers right now, and I don't know if anyone does. So it's definitely a tough time. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back more with City Manager Ron Fear, Mayor Yusha Reddy. We'll get a preview of tonight's meeting as well. All that coming up on K-Man.